I was asked to read this testimony from Joanne Falk. Many of you know her, but some of you don't. Nearly 20 years ago, she won a battle against cancer that took away her ability to speak out loud, but it did not take away her voice. And Joanne uses that still small voice to give praise to God and to share a witness for him with so many people. And we are so blessed to call her our sister in Christ. And she's watching us this morning from her hospital room. Recently, she's had some serious health setbacks, and she's been in and out of the hospital quite a bit. But in the midst of that, she wants to share a word with you about perseverance. And I want you to know, she wrote this testimony on her phone in the hospital with an IV in her right thumb, and she's right-handed. So a couple of weeks ago, many of us were praying very hard when her two young granddaughters found her at home unresponsive. She had stopped breathing, but her daughter gave her CPR until the ambulance came and she was revived. Her daughter, Bethany, calls it a miracle, and I think we would all agree. So here Joanne writes, God has given me perseverance by giving me strength and contentment for what I have gone through for the past 19 years. I am joyful, blessed, and content. I have strength. God has given me perseverance by praying and through the prayers of many. Through this, I feel content and very happy to be with my large family and friends. Church of the Messiah is a loving, supportive, spirit-filled church who has become family to me. I once doubted that God could even hear my prayers since I cannot speak, but I prayed about that too, and I know God knows what is on my heart. My faith brings me through. I'm content because I'm not able to eat, but I could still cook for my family, and I enjoy it. I trust in our Lord, and this gives me peace. God has taken my hunger away completely, and I'm perfectly content to settle for my supplemental nourishment. Jesus gives me the calming joy through my trust, faith, and knowing the Lord is with me. I remember back when I was working that I was going through a stressful time thinking, I can't do this. I had a daily message on my desk, and one day the message was to have faith in your heart through prayer for all things. I knew that message was for me. I fall short sometimes, but I try to do this for everything. Some scriptures that have helped me with perseverance are James 1:12. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. And Romans 5:3-5. We also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. When they told me a couple of weeks ago I needed a procedure that I'd had before and didn't want again, I got discouraged and cried. Then I prayed. And while disappointed and sad, I called her husband Al and told him I decided to have it. And he said he was glad. I cried, but I prayed, and know God was telling me to be strong, and he was with me. Last Tuesday, when I was taken to pre-op, I was a little bit concerned. Then one of the anesthesia team came over to where Al and I were sitting, waiting. I guess she was in a hospital bed waiting. I looked up, and the name tag on the team member's tag said J-E-S-U-S. To me, it was a sign from the Lord that he was with me and in control. I felt instant calmness and didn't even need any pre-op medications. I went into the operating room smiling and alert. Thank you, Jesus. The surgery went well. Praise be to God. When I do get down, I pray, and God gives me strength to pray and be able to spend time with my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I am blessed by the Lord with all that he has blessed me with. Our Lord has given me strength to carry on joyfully. I can do all things through our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives me the strength.